This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. State Department announced on Tuesday it will impose visa bans against individuals involved in undermining peace, security, or stability in the occupied West Bank.
As Secretary Blinken made clear to leaders of the government of Israel last week during his visit to the region, they need to do more to stop extremist violence against Palestinians and hold those responsible for it accountable.
Spokesperson Matthew Miller, the new visa restriction policy targets those who have committed acts of violence or taken other actions that restrict civilians' access to essential services and necessities and may also apply to those individual family members. Britain signed a new treaty with Rwanda on Tuesday, which it said would overcome a court decision blocking its plan to deport asylum seekers to the East African country, a ruling that dealt a huge blow to the government's immigration policy. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen has more.
The court ruled last month that Britain's plan to send tens of thousands of asylum seekers arriving on its shores without permission to Rwanda would violate international human rights laws enshrined in domestic legislation. Britain wants to deter migrants crossing the English Channel from Europe in small boats as part of Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's immigration reforms, ahead of an expected general election next year. The new treaty will include an agreement that Rwanda would not expel asylum seekers to a country where their life or freedom would be threatened, one of the court's major concerns.
Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen. Officials in Nigeria say at least 85 civilians were killed when a military drone mistakenly targeted a religious gathering in the country's northwest. At least 66 people were